Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Okay, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour back on the air. Bob Getty and Dima Mixon. We're in the Southern Bancorp studio here at Oak Grove, Mississippi. Beautiful day. Glad you're with us. Really appreciate all that Southern Bancorp does to support our program. Dickie's Barbecue Pit, great place to cater this weekend's football. If you haven't done that already, they're really the best place to go for catering in the Pine Belt. Dickie's Barbecue can cater your next tailgate and make it very special. Also a great place just to have dinner with your family tonight. So appreciate those two fine sponsors, Southern Bancorp and Dickie's Barbecue. Dima Mixon did some great interviews for us. Dima, who are we going to hear from a little later in the show?
Yeah, later in the show, we're going to hear from Jabari Ishmael. Got to talk to him yesterday, kind of about where that group, the defensive line especially, has kind of evolved during fall camp. And now that they have some film against Mississippi State, kind of talked to him about his abilities and just kind of where they want to go for as a group now after the Mississippi State game. So we'll hear from him a little bit later in the show.
Back into the show, we'll have a quick story about more college football players suing the NCAA and more changes that they want. But first, we're going to talk to our good buddy Glenn Dyer from GoldenEaglePride.com and a great guy that covers Southern Miss probably as well or better than anybody that does that. I could not disagree. And that's the reason we asked him to come on the show and become a contributor. And man, we're delighted that you said yes, Glenn. How are you, buddy?
Hey guys, how are you doing today? So good to be on.
Now, those of you that know Glenn know that he injured his shoulder, but good news is he said his fastball's back up to 90 and the cutter's beginning to come around. Is that right?
Wow.
Yeah, I'm coming along. I spent a little time with Oz over the summer and he's, cleaned up some of my mechanics.
So now he's Smoke Dyer instead of Smoke Mixon.
A little time with Oz over the summer, huh? That's every pitcher's dream, right? Spend a little time.
Oh, no doubt the best in the business.
Little time. And we'll talk to Glenn a little bit here in a bit about the baseball news that broke yesterday. But first, obviously, Glenn, it's football season. I do want to move ahead to the next game, but we haven't had you on the show since the Mississippi State game. And just, quickly your observations of how the Golden Eagles performed and what you knew maybe about both teams by the time the game was over.
I was just pleased with the level of intensity our guys played with. They looked like a different group of guys in terms of, physicality, the way their bodies looked. That nutrition program's already paid off. Point in case, I talked to our starting left guard yesterday, Luke Rogers, and I sat down and looked at him, and I didn't even recognize him. He'd lost 25 pounds already here, and they got him in really good shape, speaking to that. But defensively, I thought we struck hard. Obviously, it was a huge offensive line. I thought up front we played our guts out early, and just in that second half after they had leaned on us a while, that we just ran out of juice. Guys who were getting off blocks in that first half weren't getting off of those blocks anymore, and you started seeing them caving our ends in and then getting the ball out on the perimeter. And at that point, it was kind of all she wrote. We just not quite deep enough to play with those guys.
Yeah, Dima and I were talking in my office. We both think Mississippi State's probably a much better football team than everybody thought at the start of the year. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I want to see. I agree with that to a point. I want to see what they look like this weekend. I'd certainly think it was money well spent on the bigs they got on both sides of the football. I was impressed with those guys.
Yeah, they were big and strong, and Dima pointed out there were a lot of them.
Yes, there were.
There were a lot of them. All right, so now you move ahead and you play a team that, again, we were talking about this in my office. They've played three times. It's been – nothing's really been close. Jackson State has never managed to score more than 7 points against the Golden Eagles. The first time they played was the first time a traditionally black university played a Division I school in Mississippi, but that was back in the late 80s. That was a relatively close game. A lot has changed since then, and both of the last games have been pretty much blowouts. So how do you get in the heads of the Southern Miss players if you're Charles Huff that you gotta be paying attention, you got to come out here and give 100%?
Yeah, I mean, they wore the 1-11 shirts all year, although, you know, some of those guys didn't have to really own that because they came over from Marshall. But, you know, they hadn't proven anything yet. They hadn't won a football game here yet. So, you know, they don't need to be taking anybody lightly. And that first week for Coach Huff and that crew and the team, you know, there were a lot of unknowns and things they got to iron out, communication pieces. He spoke of things within the house that had to be, you know, dealt with to some degree. I do not know what that really meant, but you know, that first game was probably more discovery than most teams' first games. And, you know, like I said, they still have much to prove.
Quick note on Jackson State was so the three times that Jackson State and Southern Miss have met, the Tigers went on to post a 20-12 record. And so that was before the Deion Sanders, you know, revolutionized that program. So ever since the last meeting, Jackson State is 31-7 since Southern Miss last played them. So they definitely improved a lot since the last three times they've played. Glenn, this is obviously going to be Jackson State Super Bowl 11-game win streak, but Coach Huff has talked about, you know, respecting every opponent. And I was looking at Jackson State's lines, at least on their depth chart. I mean, they look just as big as Mississippi State's offensive and defensive lines.
Yeah, Dima, you're going to get the best the SWAC has to offer in this ball game. Yeah, they're big. They've recruited well at that level. But, you know, while size is similar, athletic ability is not the same as what they faced last week.
Well, what do you want to see from Southern Miss that you didn't see last week? For me, it's the run game. I'm sure that's some of it for you, but what else would you like to see?
Yeah, I want to see it. You know, right, that's key. Establish the line of scrimmage and get the run game going. State was able to make us one-dimensional right out of the box. And they did it with themselves with a light box, which took pretty much took everything away from Braylon Braxton. And they were dropping 7 and 8 and just sitting there in coverage. Yeah. So yeah, I want to get the run going. And once you do that, you get Braylon into his play action game. It's a whole, you know, opens up Blake's playbook considerably.
Do you think they'll open up the offense a little bit more than they did last week? I know it's week one, so you're not wanting to just throw everything out at once. I assume they'll be able to throw the ball downfield more this week than they were last week, but I know that they're not wanting to show a lot because, I mean, we've talked about this before, Glenn, that next week against App State is the whole season.
Oh, dude, it's huge, and I don't think they'll show any more than they have to show. Yeah. And back to the run game, if they get that going, you know, they'll stay as base as they can.
So, Glenn, I gather you agree with Dima and I, and we have talked about this a lot, that the first two games – you know, fun, obviously. It was cool to have Mississippi State here. I'm sure a lot of people looking forward to this weekend. But it really starts counting next week. And what a great matchup, I think. There's so much similarity, down to the name of the stadiums, between App State and USM. That's going to be one of the biggest games played here in a long time.
Yeah, I totally agree. A great tradition. Hey, from what they did this last weekend, they look like one of the top, you know, four or five teams, you know, coming out of the gate in the Sun Belt. They handle Charlotte pretty handily, and their quarterback transfer AJ Swan was through three touchdown passes. So it's going to be a good game. I'm already excited about it. I know we can't get ahead of ourselves. We need to take care of business this weekend, but that game has huge implications, probably for both football teams.
Yeah, and you agree, though, that Southern Miss fans, I realize everyone's sick of losing. 11, I think Jackson State has won 11 games in a row.
Yeah, 11-game win streak for them, 11-game losing streak for Southern Miss.
Does that mean anything, Glenn? It really doesn't, does it?
It doesn't. We just need to win football games. You know, these guys, a lot of these guys that came over from Marshall already know how to win football games. They know how to finish games. They know what it takes during the course of a game to win a game or finish a game. We just need to get a good taste in our mouths, man. Go ahead and get that first win under our belt and then start moving forward.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I just think at this point, nothing's needed more than some wins.
Right. I want to read off just the size of Jackson State's offensive line. So left tackle, Mason Barton, 6'6", 315. left guard for them, DeAndre Towns, 6'5", 334. Their center is 6'0", 295. Their right guard, 6'3", 302. Their right tackle is 6'8", 330. So a lot of body on their offensive line, on at least their first string, Glenn.
Yeah, I agree. This will be a game where we need to use our athleticism, you know, violent hands out of the gate, and then use your secondary moves. You know, slants, twists, get into the backfield. That was the plan last week. Just, you know, once you punch state, they're good enough athletes to reset and continue to run their hands and their feet. You know, I don't think that's going to be the case this week with the opposition.
So no surprises in week one. I think we all pretty much expect the same thing in week two. Is that fair to say as we head into the break, Glenn?
Yeah, I totally agree.
All right, we're going to continue our conversation with Glenn Dyer. Going to maybe switch gears here and talk a little baseball based on the news that we all got yesterday. But as we head to the break, I want to remind you about Forest Healthcare. Forest Health reminds you that keeping up with your favorite team is fun this time of the year, but you can't forget about the most important player, and that player is you. Get an annual physical to be sure your health is as good as it can be. Forest Health can help you with expert medical care closer to home. ForestHealth.org. I'll say it every day. We are very, very fortunate to have Forest Healthcare here in the Pine Belt to take care of all of us. And it's just a first-class health facility. All right, more with Glenn Dyer. Super Talk Eagle Hour rolls along.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better, faster.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Eagle Tire West sponsors the second segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Former Southern Miss baseball star Matt Warren invites you to see him and his staff for premium Goodyear products, full-service auto and truck service at Eagle Tire West. It's next to Smith Motor Company on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Family operated since 1985, Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West now. Goodyear Tires, full service, and big, big Southern Miss supporters. We appreciate all they do. As well as Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Genesis vans and SUVs, all from Mississippi's exclusive Genesis dealership, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. We continue our conversation with Glenn Dyer and encourage you to go to GoldenEaglePride.com and subscribe to that fine service that Glenn runs. All right, Glenn, we've been talking football for 3 days. We're going to jump off of that for just a few minutes and talk about a subject.
Basketball, right?
Yes, a subject we rarely discuss on the Eagle Hour.
Women's soccer?
No, baseball.
Oh, okay. Yeah, baseball. Sorry, I was on a whole other track. My bad. I thought we were going to talk about volleyball or something.
Well, if Glenn wants to talk about soccer, he can jump right. You got anything about soccer you'd like to cover before I move on, Glenn?
Oh, I'm not terribly versed, man.
What is the one thing you're not hearing on the broadcast?
Goal!
All right, enough.
It never will.
Enough of that. All right, so news breaks yesterday, Glenn, about the Red Rock Baseball Tournament with Oregon State, Purdue, Baylor, and our Golden Eagles. And you were saying off air that, you know, this is a prestigious tournament. And what does it say to you about the Southern Miss baseball program that now – the program is being invited to play in tournaments with this national caliber of competition?
Yeah, I mean, Southern Miss now is a national brand. And like I was saying, talking to you about, if you consider Southern Miss and Coastal Carolina as the top G5 programs in the country who can play and, you know, play with anybody in any conference in the country. And you hear, you know, guys like it, the guys at D1 respect it. And they know Southern Miss is a really good program. That's why they come down and, you know, make the trip and visit and check the team out every year. Mm-hmm. And I think this year will be, you know, no different. I think Oz, if everybody's healthy and some of the guys that got hurt last year come back in his pen, he's got the makings of a top 10, you know, staff in the country.
Oz is not interested in playing weaklings early in the year, is he? He loves going and knocking heads with Oregon State right out of the gate.
Yeah, I don't think he think it serves his purpose any to go against weaklings, and it certainly doesn't help you from an RPI standpoint.
All right, so now I'm going to throw this at you, and you correct me, and Demon needs to jump in here and correct me. If I were a guessing man right now, I would say Colby Allen and Graydon Harris are locked in as weekend starters, and there's so many choices. You've got Drake Meeks. Hopefully he can come back from surgery. You guys are telling me he's the hardest-throwing pitcher on the team. You got Thomas Crabtree coming in from Tennessee. You got McCarty English, who we all know has tremendous talent, just didn't have a good year, but I'm sure Oz is working that out. Man, this pitching staff just appears to be loaded.
Yeah, and Oz kept McCarty here this summer and worked with him all summer. I mean, he's not going to get any better instruction than that in the country. He had a little soreness in his elbow after the season. I believe they went in there from the first surgery and removed a screw that was causing some irritation. So he's been completely healthy for 3 or 4 months and spent the summer working with Oz. I look for him and Crabtree to fight for that, you know, that third spot for the weekend. And that's a really stout staff.
And Glenn, when you think about all the bullpen arms coming back, not necessarily just the starters, you mentioned a top 10 pitching staff. I mean, just thinking of the names, you know, all those names that are coming back on the roster can all even compete for starting jobs themselves if they were to excel.
Yeah, and you know, to the pen, I think they're bringing back another big time back end piece in Ock. He lost a little velo last year toward the end of the season. I think it was either a tired arm or he had some sort of minor injury, so I shut him down for a couple of months. You know, and he lost 3 or 4 miles an hour on that fastball towards the end of the season, and once he loses that, he loses his movement, and then he loses his slider off of that just from the, you know, the arm action. So
and then Civilly,
I expect for him to – they challenged him. I think he's going to come back and have a big year on the back end.
Civilly, of course, back as well. And then as far as the infield, Glenn, what do you think of that? How that's going to play out in the infield?
I think they're going to, at shortstop with Ozzie gone, they're going to let Ty Long and Smith fight it out there over at second base. I would think they want to take a long look at, I think the kid's name is Caleb Hughes, third baseman at South Alabama. I think he hit a home run or two off of us last year. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to give him a shot over there at second base and see what he can do. They always like to have a big stick there. So, and the guy that finishes, you know, second over at shortstop between Law or Smith, that guy could also slide over to second. So I think the middle infield is going to work out pretty well.
Got to replace a really good center fielder as well.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. They went and got Caleb Stelly from ULL Lafayette, and he's one of their top three hitters. I think he hit in the 2 and 3 hole all year, and he'll get the first shot at center field.
They must really love us over there at Louisiana.
Yeah, well, we also took their top two incoming freshman pitchers too. They got out of their deal and signed with Southern Miss, so they're coming here with Coach Leger. We also got their pitching coach Leger. He's bringing some of his pitchers with him.
We got their pitching coach as well. And then there's still that ghost of Danny. You know, they haven't forgotten about that over in Lafayette, I can assure you.
Yeah, that's legend.
That was one of the greatest moments I think I have ever seen.
Two grand slams in the same
baseball
day.
Game. That was just absolutely incredible. All right, so tamp down our expectations. It looks like to me that the baseball program has reached a point where it just basically reloads every year and goes into the season as a top 20 program.
That's kind of been the MO of late. You know, keep your fingers crossed. You know, obviously we need to keep pouring money and resources into that program to keep it as such. I'd like to see them pour some more in, you know, strike while the iron's hot, so to speak. But, Oz and those guys have that thing rolling between Coach Creel and Ladd Rhodes, and those guys recruit well. And then once they get them here, you know, they get the most out of them.
They stay here.
And they stay here. And, man, how key is that? He made such a great point. How key is that?
That's huge. I don't think that we can compare that. You know, there's nothing comparable in the country in terms of, especially in baseball, with the kids that are staying. I think we've only lost one kid in the last 5 or 6 years, and you know the rest of them have stayed here and put in the time, and you know, and we're rewarded with good, you know, high draft picks.
Yeah, no question about that. And, you know, it's delightful. My friend Al Holder really keeps up with it, but it's just incredible to see the number of Southern Miss pitchers trained by Christian Ostrander that are professionally pitching right now. He may very well be the best pitching coach in the country, Glenn.
I think he is.
I agree totally.
I think he is the best pitching coach in the country. 100%. I don't think it's debatable.
Yeah.
Who else would you put over him?
Well, I mean, I'm not putting anybody over him. I try to tamp down my prejudice here about the baseball program. But, no, I mean, it's,
like, if I was a pitcher, I'd be going to play for him.
It's just so exciting. Glenn, I know you've probably been following Southern Misses, you know, like I have for many, many years. And can you look back like I can, I think you can, back to, the Jeff Bauer days and even before that, and ever have envisioned that baseball would really become the fan dominant sport at Southern Miss?
No, not at all. I always thought it would be football, and I tell the story all the time that I always dreamed, you know, thought my greatest Southern Miss sports memory would easily be football, and it was the games over there in Florida when we, you know, sealed the deal there to get to Omaha. That was surreal.
Right.
It's hard to shock me. I was kind of stunned that day.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you another weekend that I'll remember to my last day is the weekend against LSU. I think those were the most intense sporting events, not just baseball, sporting events I have ever attended. The atmosphere was just absolutely off the charts.
Right, and that's why Southern Miss fans love Southern Miss baseball. It's almost on another level because they provide their fans with memories they'll have for a lifetime and continue to do so on a yearly basis. That's pretty rare.
Yeah, and LSU brought a lot of cachet that weekend. You say what you want to, but you know LSU baseball has a lot of cachet, and that was
a special weekend.
That was a special weekend that hopefully we'll revisit again this year. But Glenn, we just got to win that championship game, don't we?
Yeah, when I talked to Oz after the season, one of the big statements he's made is we have to find a way to knock that door down. I think those are pretty much his exact words, and he reiterated that we have to knock the door down, you know, and he said, you know, thinks we'll continue to do, you know, to fight that fight with continuing to sign better and better players, and they seemingly, you know, are doing that. Recruiting class is nice.
And one thing about the knocking the door down, at the end of the year, it really hasn't been about pitching. They got to hit the ball in the postseason.
Correct.
They got to hit the ball in the postseason. That's where they have to do it. They have to do it.
Pitch courageously in that championship game against Miami,
they should have won.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, you have to be hot and stay hot. It's no doubt.
They hit the most homers in Southern Miss baseball history this past season and still couldn't make it.
Right.
Right. You know, you go cold at the wrong time. Right. You go through, you know, one or two game streak. It makes all the difference when it's crunch time like that.
Great stuff, Glenn. We're really delighted to have you on the show every Wednesday. We really appreciate it, man. Look forward to next Wednesday already.
Thanks so much, guys. I enjoy it.
All right, Glenn Dyer, everybody, from GoldenEaglePride.com. When we come back, Mr. Ishmael, who is a big, big member of the Southern Miss defensive line, he's next on the Eagle Hour.
Southern Miss to the top.
All right, DBAT sponsors the third segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour on Hardy Street. DBAT, great place for baseball, softball training. Great place for adult athletic training as well. excuse me, they have a lot of really talented instructors down there and a program that will fit your needs, guaranteed. Ask for Luke Reynolds at DBAT on Hardy Street. And if you're going to improve your home, there's no other place to go than MCS Home Center. For home repair, home remodeling, home construction, everything you need for your next project, home, lawn, or garden, it's all available at MCS Home Center in Bellevue. MCS, Hattiesburg's new home improvement center. All right, Dima, a lot of new faces on the Golden Eagle football team this year, as is the case with a lot of football teams. So set up this interview with this young man.
We got to talk to Jabari Ishmael, who is a four-star prospect out of high school with the 247 Sports. He was drafted or recruited to Miami from Miami, Florida, this young man is. He transferred to Marshall and played two seasons with Coach Huff before transferring to Southern Miss. Got to talk to him about just kind of where the defensive line is, where he wants his skills to be, and where he sees Southern Miss going for the rest of the season. Jabari Ishmael on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Jabari, you know, you play Mississippi State week one. You know, I feel like you guys on the defense had a really good day. And, you know, SEC line, of course. But is it good just to kind of get that one just behind you and now you can focus on, you know, the rest of the season?
This is like a bad taste in our mouth, but it's we just got to move on to the next week and just prepare like we did week one, like we do every week. It was just, I just feel like we played a good half of football instead of a good game. And that's, I want to get that taste out of my mouth and actually play, have a full game of playing a good defense.
What do you think kind of changed from offense from the first half to the second half?
I would say our technique changed because I would say ball started rolling off the table more in the second half, and we started not using our technique like we consistently. So I think that's what changed from the first to second half.
What was kind of the message to y'all's room after the game and kind of going forward? What did Coach Seymour kind of say for y'all to continue to improve on?
We need to be more consistent in our performance. As y'all can see, that we played a great half of football in the first half, and the second half we had like technique issues. So I just we need to be more consistent with our technique and our performance and our tackling, because our tackling was kind of bad in the game. So we need to get better at that and just take the day by day this week and just prepare well like we did last week.
And for you personally, tell our listeners kind of like where you're from, where you're coming from. I don't think our listeners have been introduced to you before.
Well, if y'all know, my name is Jabari Ishmael. I'm from Miami, Florida. I went to Christopher Columbus High School. I transferred in from Marshall with Coach Huff. And I like to go fishing with my dog, Ian. We call him Bubba.
Okay. Why Southern Miss? Was it? And everybody I've asked this, Jabari, is because of Coach Huff. And I'm just curious if that's your same sentiment.
I would say, for one, yes, because I believe in Coach Huff, and he took a chance in me. He took it from the kid from Miami, so that's why. And Southern Miss, because Southern Miss is, I guess, had a great. Well, Coach Huff explained it. They had a great history, and he just wanted, like, I guess, to bring back what they had, because it was a great time.
And of course, Mississippi State game's behind you, but another in-state opponent coming to town this weekend, Jackson State, the Tigers. What have you kind of seen on film from them, especially on their offensive line front?
The offensive line front is pretty big. Like, they're equally as big as Mississippi State. But I haven't gotten to like deep dive into the film yet. But what I've seen so far is that they are very big, and they will lean on you if you let them. And that basically, like, it depends on like what play it is. But some plays they look really, really good, and it's like it just shows how athletic they are, and how, like, because they are big. So we just got to key in onto that.
Coach Huff has talked about respecting the opponent over and over again, no matter who it is. FCS opponent, of course, but Jackson State, 11-game win streak. They won the HBCU championship last year. This isn't, you know, this is a very good team coming in. So how do you kind of keep that mindset even after a disappointing loss?
Because Coach Huff is going to yell at us regardless. He don't care who we're playing. He, like, if we're not preparing enough, he's going to be on our ass about it. So we're literally going to prepare exactly how we prepare for Mississippi State. We're going to prepare for every game from here on out because that's how he coaches.
One thing Coach Huff said after the game on Saturday was we're going to start tomorrow like we won the game by 100, which is, you know, a winning mentality of, you know, we're always going to continue to improve. We're always going to continue to be confident in ourselves. How has that, you know, what does that say to you? And then, like, how do you think the team has responded to that?
Well, what does it say to me is that he doesn't want us to have, like, a woe is me mentality where, like, he wants everybody to feel bad that we lost. But, like, it's just, like, he wants us – he has that I want to act like we won by 100 because everybody's like, let's go into next week like we did this week and, like, prepare the same way and act like we won by 100 because at the end of the day, nobody cares if we won or lost. They just care about this week coming up, so –
Jabari, thank you for joining us on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Anything else you want to say to the fans listening?
I appreciate y'all coming because we had one amazing crowd. I haven't, like, it's been amazing. Like, I haven't, I guess, played in front of that type of crowd since we went to VTech. So, yeah.
All right, Jabari, thanks for your time, man.
Thank you. Y'all too, to the top.
All right, Jabari Ismail, one thing I took from the interviews, there's not going to be any sloughing off because of who you're playing.
No, you heard what he said. He's going to – Huff will be on there A-double-S if they don't prepare.
That is what he said.
That is what I'm just quoting what he said. I'm not saying it, you know. But, they're going to be on their arse if they don't prepare like they did against Mississippi State for Jackson State.
Oh, you just got to
– my glasses.
Yeah, just wash that out. I don't think any realistic person – we all had our hopes, obviously, but if you realistically look at college football today and you just see the disparity, I think overall, and I've said it all week, the Golden Eagles played very well, very well.
No doubt, yeah. No doubt.
Yeah. How big is this kid? Do you see a noticeable difference in the physical presence of the team when you're close to him?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm sitting next to Jabari, 6'6", 270, and I'm going, whew. Yeah. I hope I could ever get that big. No, I don't want to be that big. I'm just kidding. But No, he's a great player. Redshirt senior, obviously. He told us coming from Marshall, he recorded five tackles, I believe, on the game on Saturday. Now Chris Jones recorded 13, which was good for him.
See, not something.
He was,
man,
all over the field, and I expect it to be the same way against the Tigers this weekend.
So fortunate to have him come back, and I had Neville Barr was in my office this morning, legendary high school coach. He referred to Chris Jones and said he saw that kid at the end of the season last year and said, you know, Chris, we're all really hoping you come back. And it almost reminded me of what you hear from baseball players. He told Coach, you don't have to worry about that. I love Southern Miss. I have not any interest in going anywhere except playing here. Man, I hate to say this, Demo, but that's getting rare when you hear kids say stuff like that.
Yeah, and it really is, especially across college football in general. Everybody's trying to go for their next opportunity, but also to follow the paycheck, we're going to be honest.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And you can't really say you blame him with all the money out there.
Chris is as good as any defensive player that came here from Marshall, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think he's probably the best defensive player on the team outside of Moten.
Yeah, yeah. And what did you think of that? What did you think of his performance? I don't guess we've talked about him, but when I went back and watched the televised version of the game, you know, they kept referring to him as a lockdown corner, NFL potential corner. Is he really that talented, you think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think he's probably one of the probably top 10 to 20 corners in the whole country. You know, they don't play a lot of man, but when they do play man, you notice it from him. But his vision and the ability of tackling and the ability of his vision of the field is what sets him apart. Very similar to like a Caleb Downs at Ohio State, or even the corners of Mississippi State. They were really good too.
Yeah, they were pretty good, weren't they?
Yeah.
Had those big, tough safeties as
yes.
well. All right, now you've been praising Jackson State. I heard you talking to this young man about 11 straight wins. All of that's true. They've been very, very successful. In all honesty, I have a family connection here. My first cousin's son is the offensive coordinator there,
awesome.
Rip Howell. But as good as they are, they're the group of four school playing a Power Five school, in essence. Is that not fair to say?
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be the best FCS opponent that Southern Miss could play. So it's not going to be a –
Does it worry you?
No, it doesn't worry me. I'm just saying that I don't think you can just – think you're going to win by 100, or if it's close at halftime, I wouldn't hit the panic button. It's kind of how I'm framing it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Jackson State might could have beaten the team last year.
Might.
Let's just say that.
Might.
Might could have beaten.
Southeast Louisiana almost beat the team last year.
That's true. So, like, that's what I'm saying. So, now, you know, it is what it is. But I'm just saying this is the best FCS team that Slimus could play is Jackson
State. My grade. Hey, the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast, don't forget about that. It's on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. You can enjoy the Eagle Hour podcast while munching on a beignet from Mobay Beignet Company. They're at 2902 Hardy Street. You should check out their Facebook page and go down and enjoy some delicious beignets and coffees. Mobay Beignet Company, big, big supporters of Southern Miss Athletics.
Tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
I want to thank Glenn Dyer for joining us on the show today. And Demon did a great job on those player interviews. Got another one coming up this week. Who was the other football player you interviewed, Demon?
Carl Chester, wide receiver for Southern Miss.
All right, so. We'll have that for you. What's today, Wednesday? We'll try to get that on the air for you tomorrow prior to the next football game. 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors the fourth segment of the Eagle Hour. That works out well. It's a great place for lunch 5 days a week, a great place for dinner 6 nights a week, and it'll be a great place to watch football all weekend long. There'll be lots of football on the TVs, lots of good food and drink, and a lot of Southern Miss camaraderie. It all happens every day, really, at 4th Street Bar and Grill, and we certainly hope that you'll participate down there. We think you'll have a good time. All right, I want to go over this with you, Dean. I read this morning. There's a player up at Vanderbilt by the name of Langston Patterson, and he, along with a dozen other current and former athletes, have filed a class action lawsuit against the NCAA to challenge the redshirt rule and potentially pave the way for all players to have 5 years of eligibility in college football. The NCAA, of course, permits athletes 5 years of eligibility but restricts them to playing in just 4, as one of the 5 years is reserved for a utilization of a redshirt. I believe you can play 4 games now and still redshirt. But the lawsuit accuses the NCAA of violating antitrust laws through the implementation of its redshirt rule, arguing that the requirement to sit out one of the 5 years, here you go, limits the athlete's ability to earn NIL money. So, now you have some players that want 5 years of eligibility from the traditional 4, and they want to be paid all 5.
Because they're not good enough to go play in the NFL.
Correct.
I
think that's a great point.
So, yeah. If you're good enough to go play in the NFL, you should be getting a lot of NIL money. That doesn't mean we need to extend college years. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, so that I think you just summed it up perfectly. Yeah. That's because you're not going to make NFL money.
They wouldn't have to worry about a fifth year, unless, of course, of injuries and stuff. We've seen fifth-year quarterbacks like Cade Klubnik at Clemson be an NFL prospect, but, you know, he hasn't been an NFL prospect all of his years at Clemson. Mm-hmm. But, like, players at Vanderbilt, they're not – you know, most of them are not going to be drafted in the top 10 of the NFL draft. So, yeah, they're just trying to hang on to any more money they get. How about go get a job? Let's get a job, guys. Everybody gets jobs eventually.
I'm telling you, man, it's just I don't know. Am I reading it wrong? But, I mean, it just continues. It just like there's more and more and more power being put in the hands of players.
Yeah.
And players are beginning to almost want to set the rules now for college football.
But let's not forget, Bob, players. You're talking about 18 to 22-year-olds.
I'm telling you.
Even crazier.
All it's like, with advisors.
Well, do you remember when your child was 18? Would you have handed him $5 million every single year?
No.
I know you have that type of money just to hand to him.
Okay, yeah, I do. Yeah, I've been a radio demon. No, I would not have. And when my son was 18, my daughter was 18, they probably didn't expect anybody to give them $500,000,
no.
Right?
Yeah, no, and especially not extending it.
Well, when is this all going to be reeled in, though? I mean, I think that's my question. And who's going to step up and do it?
Here's the deal. NCAA needs to get somebody with a set of kahunas, okay?
Right.
Pardon my expression.
Right.
To rein this all in and set somebody at the top of college football as like the president of football, and he is in charge. Everything goes through him, not through the conferences, but everybody goes through him. That makes it the most fair. And honestly, I think probably the guy for that would be like a Nick Saban.
I was about to. You took the words right out of my mouth. I mean, yeah. I think that's who you go get.
Yeah, and I don't think anybody would complain about that. Maybe some Big Ten schools, but why not him?
Well, I think Nick Saban is the kind of guy, if he were in that position, I really don't think Nick Saban would be favoring any. I think his objective would be to preserve college football. I mean, he loves college football.
Right. I mean, the point is the players deserve to get paid. I don't think that's a debate. The right. players deserve to get paid. Millions and millions and hundreds of million dollars being spent on the sport, and the players weren't getting compensated years ago. Where it gets iffy is kids getting $20 to $30 million in revenue sharing and NIL, and then can transfer to another school for $35 million.
Right.
That's where it gets stupid.
Forgive me for not remembering his name, but the kid that quarterbacked at Texas State and LSU and several other places has transferred again.
Yeah.
He'll be at his fifth school in 5 years.
It's crazy. I know that it should really be, if you transfer, you should be on that team for at least 2 years.
Well, I think so.
Or maybe something like that.
Or maybe you sit out a year like you used to, and that would cut way down on the transfer.
Oh, yeah.
Which is what
Larry... You can transfer in July or June and play in August.
Remember what Larry Fedora told us, that he had a friend that's a major football coach, that he had players come to him after the fourth game, the redshirt deadline, and say, we got to rework this NIL coach, or I think I'm just going to redshirt myself.
Yeah, that's crazy. Man, just think about it, Bob. Like, how far are we from being able to transfer in season? Where you have a running back transfer to another school and getting to play from the next week. And then it really is just the NFL at that point.
Dima and I have solved this.
Put Nick Saban.
Nick Saban.
Or Kelly
charge.
Sanner.
Let's go with Coach Saban. Hey, thanks for listening, everybody. We really do appreciate it. We'll be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Until then, Southern Miss to the top.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping. Into the future. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping. Into the future. I wanna fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.